We were talking about myeloma. Let's hear about your 60-year-old man.
Yeah, so this is a 60-year-old man with a history of advanced multiple myeloma complicated by end-stage renal disease secondary to multiple myeloma. He received chemotherapy with carfilzomib, pomalidomide, and dexamethasone. The white count was 2.4 with 12% circulating plasma cells in the peripheral blood smear. His last bone marrow revealed 80% lambda monotypic plasma cells. The patient was started on allopurinol prophylaxis. 3 days later, potassium was 6.1, a phosphorus at 10.2, and a uric acid at 12.5. His frequency of dialysis was increased in order to give him more metabolic clearance and to fix his electrolyte abnormalities. And so again, this is a case of a tumor type that typically is not associated with tumor lysis syndrome. Multiple myeloma classifies into the low risk, but you always have to keep it in mind in patients who have very advanced disease, who have circulating blasts on the peripheral smear, they're at high risk of developing TLS, or much more rarely, plasma cell leukemia, obviously are at risk of TLS as well.
So what was his renal function like before he got treatment?
So this patient already was on dialysis to begin with. So we weren't as concerned of worsening renal function, obviously. The kidneys were already gone. I think our main concern was calcium phosphate deposition throughout the body and cardiac dysrhythmias from the hyperkalemia and the hypocalcemia.
I'm curious, not so much related to this patient, but maybe more for the patient presenting with renal failure, or I guess I should say renal injury. In any event, maybe renal failure. But we've heard the last few years, and actually there was a study reported in the American Society of Hematology last December on the uses of a special dialysis membrane in patients with myeloma. It was amazing. This is actually, I think, a randomized study. Can you talk a little bit about that device and whether or not it's being utilized in the United States?
Yeah, so that was a very exciting therapy that really grabbed hold of the nephrology community's attention because we really didn't have a good extracorporeal treatment of circulating light chains or free light chains. You know, we always just depended on effective chemotherapy. And so what this is a special type of filter on a dialysis machine, which actually clears light chains much more effectively than, say, plasmapheresis does. With one session, you can clear 80 to 90% of free light chains that are circulating in the blood. So this is very exciting. They recently completed two multi-center European trials looking at this therapy in the setting of biopsy-proven CAS nephropathy. And what they found was that there was no significant benefit of this therapy when you looked at it in a randomized trial. You know, prior to this, there were several case series looking at high cutoff filters, which is what they're called. But unfortunately, when it was put into the multicenter trials, which were just reported earlier this year, late last year, they found that there really wasn't a significant benefit in high cutoff filters with the advent of novel targeted therapy. I think what's really changed this, the presumed efficacy of this therapy, is bortezomib. When you have myeloma and you have kidney involvement, and bortezomib has really revolutionized the way we treat these patients, because not only are you getting NF-kappa-B inhibition in the myeloma cells, there's upregulation of NF-kappa-B in the kidneys as well, which generally leads to tubular injury and ATN and fibrosis. So you're inhibiting NF-kappa-B in the kidneys as well. It almost has a renal protective effect independent of treating the myeloma. So perhaps with this novel effective chemotherapy that we're targeted therapy that we have, high cutoff filters have not been shown to be as effective as we thought they were 10 years ago when they first came out.